This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento River Valley, the foothills and beyond. I am Tamara, and you are listening to Love in the 21st Century. We are on every Tuesday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Love in the 21st Century is a talk show with live call-ins, interviews, and discussions on the philosophical to the practical look of love, from romantic relationships to connections with humanity. One-third dating insights, one-third self-love guide, one-third compassion training. And tonight we're going to be doing our last segment on love and creativity. We're going to be talking with some of the women that are involved with Weaving Women's Wisdom, as well as just talking about why do we gather? What is the importance of bringing people together? Focusing on women's gathering, but also just what is the magic that happens when people come together? What's so important about it? So it's sure to be a thought-provoking conversation, and we invite you, yes, you that are listening, to be a part of the conversation. So if there's something that sparks your interest, something that you want to share with all of us, please dial 895-1114. That will get you directly on the air, 895-1114. And we're going to get this hour started with some magical music from some wonderful women that used to call Chico their home.
They wake up singing happy songs. Squirrels go up and down, they're so busy running around. They seem to know the day belongs. All the veggies in the garden and the trees in the yard, they all grow in the same. And I never know the higher power that was born to shine on everyone. Me, I ain't been no morning glory. I have lived another story. I've been afraid to get out of my bed. When the daylight rolled around, you find me hiding underground, paralyzed by fear and.
Love in the 21st Century is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by one of Chico's newest restaurants, Rolla's West, on 234 West 3rd Street in the heart of downtown. Rolla's West offers small and large plates, Maryland-style shrimp, our settled cheeses. Rolla's West is open from 5 till 9 p.m. until 10 on Friday and Saturday. For more information, visit them on Facebook or by calling 636-4468. All right, we are going to jump here into our conversation on love and creativity. And we're focusing on talking about why do we gather? And there's something very elemental to it, something that really evokes something in us when we come together with people, like when we come together in celebration or in honoring or in reverence to something. I'm sure we think about all the different events in our life that are sort of commemorated by people coming together, but there's sort of this new, maybe not so new, obviously, movement towards doing that more regularly and making it more a part of our life. So we have a couple people here in the studio that are going to be sharing about their experience, and then we're going to weave in some information about a gathering that is coming up here very shortly. So thank you so much, Amanda and Katie, for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. So Yes, as I mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit about the gathering, but we'll talk about that later. But maybe you can just briefly introduce yourself, who you are, and who you are to this community.
Totally. My name is Katie Maychek, and I moved to Chico. I'm kind of a newbie. I moved here in June of 2014. Don't have family in the area. Well, I have two aunts in the area that don't have any grandparents. I have two kiddos, so we're kind of, you know, doing our solo thing as a family. I'm helping to organize the children's area at the gathering, and I'm totally honored to be doing that. I love children. I love education. My background, I have a zoology degree from Humboldt State, and worked in the field for a couple seasons, and then was blessed to have two amazing children, and worked as a substitute teacher a little bit, and just kind of finding my way in the world, and this gathering is a really amazing opportunity for me to connect with other women. So
awesome. So thank you so much for being here, representing for the Weaving Women's Wisdom, which we are all in some fashion connected to the process of, and we'll be talking a bit more about what that gathering is exactly. So, Amanda?
I'm Amanda Beauchart. Excuse me. I am currently the owner of Ohm Foods here in Chico, and this has been a long time dream of mine to have a storefront. So that's my current line of work. I've been here for over 20 years. I came here from Sacramento area to attend college, and really fell in love with Chico for many different reasons. The gathering of community definitely has kept me here and held me strong. I have been a longtime organizer of events and fundraising in this community, and typically I'm in charge of the food and serving healthy organic food for events. I have three children, two teenagers and a 10-year-old. I am a single mom currently. I have a degree from Butte College with a business degree, which helped me launch my own foods, and I am the head chef for the Weaving Wisdom. We will whiz.
Yes, exactly.
And I love this community. I love gathering, and I'm excited to be here. So thank you.
Yes, great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are all connected to this gathering that we keep referring to. And so just to kind of give a bit of back information, the Weaving Women's Wisdom is a gathering that happens in the fall, right before the fall. So we'll talk more about those details. And it's, I think, in its third year. Sometimes I get messed up with years, but I think it's the third year. Yep. And it is an opportunity for women, specifically in Butte County, though there are, I know, other women that may be attending, to come together and share skills, share their hearts, and share their wisdom with one another in a beautiful, amazing place that is quite close to Chico that I'm sure many people are not aware of, which is Concow Campground. And praying for those people right now that, you know, there are fires that are looming in those areas. So send your well wishes to them and these beautiful hopes and inspirations for what is to come at this gathering there, as well as just prayers for their well-being. So yeah, so let's just start there. Like, why gather? Like, what, I mean, like, you, Amanda, you talked about your experience in organizing events, and Katie, you're talking about your current experience with working, but what behind it? Why would you even, why gather? What is it that is in you that feels called to be a part of organizing the gathering, or organizing a gathering in general, just bringing people together?
For me, I have this desire to bring strangers together. I think there's a lot of people out there that would have a lot of things in common, and until they're invited to a gathering or a fundraiser or to be on a committee, and just working with my kids in their schools and seeing that organizing an event such as a fundraiser or a women's gathering or a festival of sorts, you never know who you're going to meet, and you never know who you're going to cross paths with that you might have a relation with or have something in common with. And it's really beautiful to see that unfold when you create a space for people of different backgrounds and different educations and different parenting and all those things that you never know who you're going to connect with and how they're going to help you in your life or how you're going to help them. And I've seen it over and over again, and how we cross paths with people and all of a sudden you have all these things in common. And mm-hmm. it's just, it is like this universal pull maybe that really inspires me that to be a part of these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And to witness that unfolding of the connections that happen. Right. With these events.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, just where even if you're not necessarily one experiencing it, but you're seeing people like have a connection for the first time that maybe wouldn't have normally met or been in the same circle in life. And so just to be able to witness that and see, wow, the power of that connection, and just like you said, creating the space, creating the opportunity to do that. You couldn't have made that happen, mm-hmm. but you helped to foster it just by inviting this people to the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, totally. Yeah, gathering, I think for a lot of us, it's kind of in our bones. I mean, when you look at how we evolved as a species, we weren't solitary beings. We were very much living in groups, and now in modern society, we grow up and we leave the home, and we might live thousands of miles away from our family. So I feel like there's a certain aspect that gathering, not just this gathering, but gathering with people in general, touches on something really deep within us that sometimes feels inaccessible. Even when you're living in a big city and you have so many people around you, you might still go home and feel kind of lonely at the end of the day. And it's a really magical thing to be able to come together in nature and, you know, wake up and see people and go to sleep and have someone sleeping in a tent right next to you and share your dreams the next day. I really feel like, oh, it's so ingrained in us. And I think everyone can connect on a certain level, no matter what gender you are or no matter what age you are. It's very special.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So just like even asking a question, it's so funny, like asking a question and then thinking for myself, like what is it in me? Because I feel like there's such a similarity. Obviously, I'm involved with the women's, Weaving Women's Wisdom Gathering, mm-hmm. and have been involved with organizing other events, and I think that there's both those of what you both shared that's true for me, that I enjoy that process of bringing people together for a common cause and also to connect people that may never have met, and also that it comes very naturally, like that people should be coming together and sharing meals and sharing space and talking about meaningful facts and realities in our life. But when I look at it even deeper, like, what is it really for me? Why, you know, that it's almost like I really have to look so deep that it's like not even a conscious choice. It's not like I think it like, oh, I'm doing this because, you know, like that's looking at it from like this surface level of like, yeah, that makes sense. And that's why, part of why I do it. But even like I particularly desire that connection, mm-hmm. that what you're talking about, Katie, that we do not get, like living in a city, I have neighbors, like I finally have neighbors that I kind of know, like, mm-hmm. and it's because I moved to a place where I knew my neighbors before I moved there, like, mm-hmm. not necessarily because like that idea of the connection with our neighborhood is still so intact. So yeah, just really wanting that real connection. But also, and quite honestly, like there's still that their timid side to me of like not being really sure about that connection, because in our culture, we're not really provided really a good example of how to connect with people, how to create this intimacy with people that we don't know very well. But it does start somewhere. And so it starts with that first initial creating of space to see if, you know, that connection happens, where you start to share and start to talk and something blooms from it, because you realize, oh yeah, we do actually have a lot of things in common. ironically, though, like even as I'm saying this, what's coming up is that you have to, in a place, almost surrender to the kind of the ideas that we have in our mind, right? The ideas that go, okay, who is this person? What is this person up to? You know, or, oh, I know this and this and this about this person, especially if you live in a community where a lot of people know each other before they actually know each other. So just looking at that aspect and wanting to maybe touch a bit on that, on gathering, how do we, or do you remember, here's a great question, do you each remember like your first time going to any particular gathering, like whether it was a festival or community gathering, what that feeling was like to really first like emerge in a larger group and sort of have to navigate it? I mean, I remember that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as an adult, I would say this is one of my closest experiences to like a natural type of gathering, but definitely growing up, I went to church camp because I was raised in a really conventional home, a very religious home, and it was really neat. I mean, it was, you got definitely the religious aspect, but the most fun for me was just, you know, spending the night at people's houses and learning people's backgrounds and, you know, different upbringings, and it just kind of feeds a part of you. I don't know, just getting some perspective on other people's, how they live, what their thoughts are, what their perspectives are in life.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I know I can get in my own head. I can have a lot of negative self-talk, and just speaking with another person and having them say, oh yeah, that's, you know, I've had that thought too, and here's what I've done when I feel that way. And it helps me just come out of my own head and say, oh my gosh, yes,
mm-hmm.
thank you. If I had not talked to you, I would have been stuck for another 2 days about this one topic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's so essential. But this is the first real kind of gathering where I really didn't know anybody coming into it.
Mm.
And that was so exciting. And it created such a magical thing for me because it was kind of everything I expected, but more. It was a really, like, life-changing thing for me.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's really awesome.
And maybe if you hadn't have had those preliminary experiences of, like, growing up and going and being on your own and the autonomy of, like, how do I navigate myself in the world with all these strangers, wouldn't have been as graceful or easy to do that on your own. Because in reality, it is very brave to go out and gather with people that you don't know. It's a really brave, like, intimate interaction, whether or not, you know, just by sharing space with people you don't know. And just really wanting to look at that and honor that in people. Because basically, we're asking a lot of people to consider that idea. Like, why gather? Like, a lot of people, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the average individual spends a lot of time either alone or with their family and or at work. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily with people that they don't know, and not necessarily large groups of people. And so what we're talking about, you know, is a little bit outside of that comfort mm-hmm. area. So, yeah, that is a brave action to take. And you had that warm up, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, that's an interesting perspective when you put it that way. I guess I was so drawn to, when I saw that first flyer, I couldn't make the first meeting. We had a family health emergency in the family, and I was so sad that I couldn't make that first gathering. But I still, that second year, I said, I'm so there. And yeah, it's true when you put it that way. I think maybe some of us are just called to mm-hmm. gatherings like this. And when I read the flyer, I was like, yes, 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 and yes, I'm going. Yes. That looks amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, but there is a little bit of a braveness to it, just like anything else in life for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if you never jump out on that limb, you're going to miss out on so many amazing opportunities.
The courageous soul, yes. I think of my mom, too, because my mom's coming for the first time this year.
Woo-hoo, awesome.
Yay. Okay. And she's, like, going to be, like, really involved. She's going to be, like, the nurse on call.
Awesome.
She's a nurse.
Yes.
And it's just so brave for my mom to be there.
Mm.
Not because my mom's not a brave and courageous person. She is in many other ways. But the whole social interactions in the United States, my mother's from Costa Rica, is very different for her. And so for her to, this is the third time I've asked her. And the first time that she's really been taken the time off work. She's committed. And I just really want to honor that. It took her a lot to be able and willing to attend, to make time in her life to do that. And so as we are talking about this gathering, it might seem like a really far-fetched idea for people, but just to encourage that idea that it is a stretching of yourself to be there, but how amazing. We'll get into that. Why attend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, Amanda, do you have anything to share on that first experience of yours when your first gathering, or is it something that has always kind of been a part of your life?
I have to say, reflecting on my life, I've been gathering with community a long time. I mean, my parents too were part of church, and we would do church events, and then swim team was always a big gathering of lots of people in the community. And so from a young child, and parades, and our community was pretty tight, you know, that I grew up in. And and then as a young adult, I think my first festival was probably that's what came to me, of this like sinking into this world of real co-creative life, you know, that was way different than all those other things that I'd already experienced, you know, that really was like this connecting to a social system that were a bunch of strangers. You know, everybody there to me was a stranger, but they all were so welcoming and so open and loving, and this place where you can really be yourself and just love and dance and let yourself connect, you know, deeply to either the earth or to other people or to the event. And then it's just been, for me, a real natural thing to create events and to want to be like a leader of an event and to gather people together, to put people in positions and to organize and to reach out to the community, to pull people in to whatever event it is. I mean, there's been so many that I have done, it's kind of crazy at this point. And this one is just really special because a lot of the leaders are some of my good friends and people I admire, and the idea behind it is just really special. And I have daughters, and one of them is going to be able to come this year, which I'm really excited about for her to experience this. And and just being the person to feed everybody is really, really like my service. Like, it's a service of mine to be able to be that part, you know. That is my, what's it called, your dharma. Yeah. That's my dharma, I think, in this life, is to really serve people, and food is my service. So I'm just, it's just natural for me. I just love it. I love bringing people together.
How beautiful. Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to think back on my past experiences, and yeah, I agree, Katie, that I feel like I've always had that natural calling of wanting to connect with people and wanting to go out on that limb and explore, especially beyond what I experienced in growing up, because I didn't experience gatherings growing up, and I went to church, but it wasn't, you know, we all have that in common, but I didn't necessarily go with my parents, which was ironic. My parents were working, so I went by myself, but that was my first experience of going and connecting with people. But also, yeah, I didn't really have that. I didn't have like a lot of what I experience now as an adult that I really craved, of connecting with people. And for me, it's a growth edge. It really is it's a practice of how do I show up in the world, because it's easier sometimes to like be behind a guise of, okay, I'm okay and I don't need people and I'm just going to go on about my work. But really it by participating in gatherings, it helps me to connect with my own humanness in a way. Just like, okay, like we all have these challenges, and it helps me to see other people and to, like you were talking earlier about, Amanda, to look at them and to share, you know, that we have things in common. For me, it's like sharing, like, oh, right, we all have challenges and we all have struggles, because we don't necessarily, until you really are creating a space to connect in that way, sharing that stuff with people. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really get to hear that until people feel safe to talk.
Absolutely.
So that's part of why gathering is so important. and coming together with others is so important. So I do want to segue a bit here and talk more specifically about the Weaving Women's Wisdom Gathering. So for anybody that's listening, talking with Amanda and Katie, two wonderful women here in the Chico community, and we are talking about why we gather, just what calls out of us to gather with other people. But we are now going to be focusing on a gathering called the Weaving Women's Wisdom Gathering. And if you have anything to add to the conversation, please give us a call, 895-1114. I know we have some other organizers out there listening right now, so feel free to chime in and
call us.
Yeah, and share your words. I'll do my best to look here at the phone. Yeah. So, Katie, would you mind just giving a brief synopsis of what the gathering is?
Yeah. The gathering is a space where women from all walks of life and all ages can get together for a weekend to share a lot of fun. Just have a lot of fun. There's amazing food. Thank you, Amanda. It literally is some of the best food I've ever had. And just to be able to have that camping is just amazing. There's music. There's singing and dancing. There are some amazing... We called them workshops last year. This year we're transitioning into calling them skill shares because... we really love the idea of it being shared knowledge. And there's also heart shares and...
Wisdom shares.
Wisdom shares, yes. And it all kind of relates to a presenter who has a certain skill or knowledge of a topic that they would like to share. I went to a couple last year, and they were mind-blowing. One of them was how to use herbs to heal, which is something that has become kind of a hobby of mine the last couple of years, but it was Sage who put on that particular...
Yes. She'll be here again this year.
Awesome. I so want to go again. It was just amazing. Just things that you can grow in your yard that you can pluck and dry or use fresh that can heal you. Just amazing. So, yeah, we have shares... Is that kind of explained?
Yeah, I know. Teresa Markwood's doing a felting workshop.
Oh, yes.
There's felting.
Felting.
I don't know if there's any other crafts.
Yeah, I think there's a few other crafts. There's workshops, skill shares, and also there'll be body shares, which is movement oriented, and heart shares, and wisdom shares, where it's basically a few hours sitting down, focusing with one particular person from our community, whether they're actually a teacher or they are wanting to share that information with the group. And I think there's going to be 12 different offerings this year. So you'll get to choose which ones to participate in. And there's also a ceremony at the beginning to open the gathering and a ceremony at the end. And there's also just going to be different gatherings throughout the weekend itself to just be able to experience firsthand what it feels like to be in community with, you know, the pseudo community for the weekend of like what it's like to really drop in with people and create this sacred time and space. So it's going to be a magical experience. Food's going to be provided. That's amazing. Thank you, Amanda.
It's for three meals a day.
Yeah.
And we encourage volunteers in the kitchen. That's something we can do at this event, right? We have work trade available, and you can work in different areas for the festival if that's something that a person would need to support their trip there.
Right. It's definitely a way to get more involved if you... before you get there, or if you're just hearing about it for the first time and you decide to register, you can find something to be involved with once you get there. So there's lots to be a part of. And I want to talk a little bit more about what is your story with first being involved. So you kind of talked a little bit about it, Katie, and you kind of talked a little bit about it, Amanda. But I'm hoping that we can get maybe a little bit more of a clearer picture. Like, what was it the first year like? What was it that brought you in and decided, had you decided to be a part of it? And as you're thinking of those stories, I just wanted to say the importance I find behind this particular gathering, Weaving Women's Wisdom, is that it's really empowering for the women in the Butte County community. The women that I've seen come together to organize as well as participate, Ava Moon, Luna Designs, her posters that are around town, it's really amazing. It's just, it is empowering for women to show that we can be meaningful organizers and contributors to our world, to that which we are co-creating. And so I think that is so powerful, because I do participate in a few other women's gatherings that happen in Northern California. But what's different about those is that it's more on a global setting. Like they influence and market to people in a larger category, and they also are less, you know, there's a greater, I think, disparity between the organizers and the community that they're calling in. And so here in Chico and in Butte County, there's such a connection to those people. Like, you know, a lot of us are family members or sisters or neighbors or coworkers. And so it's such a different feel. Like, you actually come to the gathering connecting to people there, and then you're going to leave and you're actually going to see them again. That's unusual for, you know, going to a festival or other gatherings.
Right.
It really is. I feel like it's just bringing us closer and tighter as a community, creating more family-like feeling, you know, within our friendships.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
So do one of you want to start on what your story is, what first brought you into, or like what it was like, what, you know, that first year coming to the gathering?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was brought in and invited by Kelly Munson. She knew that I had, you know, been working on opening up my restaurant and food company, and knew my skills as a an event caterer. And she invited me last year, and I hadn't had my shop open at this time, and I was taking on all sorts of jobs to make ends meet, and this was one of these events that I really couldn't pass up. And I honestly have been taking on bigger events to learn how to do this, you know, more of like internship type, you know, for me, just to get more tools in my belt. How do I cook for 150 people three times a day? You know, what does that take? Like, how... And for me, the only way to learn how to do this is by actually doing it. You know, like, I can think about it all day long, but until it actually happens, like, I I don't know. And I had, I said yes and jumped on board and had some really good assistants. And I had two workers with me, and we built a 20 by 20 kitchen, and we really executed the meals just on time, and the people that were there to help were just incredible. And it makes me really high. I just get high off of serving that many people, and it's so thrilling and exciting and fun, and to be able to build these menus and just to be a part of a team that was that led the event last year, you know, that was just special to me. And it's just I will do this as long as we're doing this, because it's just something that I see fitting for our community, and I see us growing together stronger as women and with our children. I think there were like 60 children or something last year. I mean, it was just, and then the pregnant women and the nursing women, and it was just like these generations of women, you know, it went from babies to grandmothers and everything in between. And to me, that's just, I don't want to miss that opportunity. You know, I want to be a part of that.
And, absolutely.
And grow with that.
Yeah, and what you were saying there, Amanda, about, like, you know, the interning to learn more and to get more tools, it's that, I think, so applies to the gathering as well. It's we're just kind of like, okay, like, how does this fit together? And we're, like, transitioning from workshops to skill shares because it feels more appropriate. And it's just, it's coming together. It's not by any means does anybody that's really involved, you know, my personal perspective, have any master plan of how this gathering works or how it's gonna, you know, be the perfect experience for anybody. But it's just in the gathering, it's like in the center, wherever that is, like, yeah. Once you get there and in your own personal experience, it is what it's meant to be for you.
Yeah. And it's healing. I mean, it's really a healing place to go and be with your sisters and your elders and to learn from one another, whatever it is you end up connecting with, because you don't know, you know, you don't know who you're going to be attracted to and why. And then all of a sudden you have this real strong friendship that was built, you know, because you were in the same place at the same time, you know, and you didn't right. necessarily think you were going to meet this person, you know, and that's the magic for me. It's just these moments where you cross paths with someone you might never cross paths with, but because you're in the same place, mm-hmm. you're drawn together. That energy, you know, connection to me is really powerful and divine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super grateful to be a part of this event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I have to say, man. Okay. We're talking about what it means to us, right?
The story. Okay. Like, what was your first story of coming into the gathering? Like, what? Like, you kind of were talking yeah. about it. Like, you were like, you know, this. You saw the information and you. On the flyer, and you're like, yes, mm-hmm. yes, 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 and you came.
Totally.
But what was it like that first year, like getting there and the experience of just being there for the first year?
Yeah, so I guess I have to place a little bit of background on this. You know, I shared I was raised in a conventional home, in a religious home, and I always kind of felt like I gained more from being in nature than I did anywhere else in my life. But a lot of people that I was surrounded, most of the people I was surrounded by didn't really identify that way, I found. So I spent a lot of time outside as a child, just kind of by myself with the bugs. Mm-hmm. That is still my favorite thing to do. So I think we're all really multifaceted beings, and as a scientist, I can wear my lab coat, or I can, you know, put on my Carhartts and my hiking boots and go collect some data. But I had never explored the side of me that I really felt was me as a woman. And so looking at that flyer, I thought, you know, I need to explore this. I had had my daughter, and she's amazing. She's two now. But at that time, I feel like I was still coming into, like, what does it mean to be a woman in this society? And when I saw that flyer, it kind of was in the direction I had always wanted to go in. Just, I don't really know how to put it. Just a really... It felt natural, and I think that I've heard a lot of women say this. They said it almost felt like coming home, and I think that's where it touches on that really almost ancient part of us, where we've always gathered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that flyer must have been put together really well, because it said it all. It was from the artwork and the way it was presented. Yeah. It was an amazing experience too. Like I said, it was everything I thought it was and more. I met some amazing people I'm still friends with. And I became a mentor to women in a way that I didn't think I was. I wasn't really expecting that, but I've developed some really beautiful relationships that have lasted since then that wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have been created if I hadn't gone, so.
Yeah, and this experience has just jumped from, you know, being a participant to, like, being in the organizer seat.
Yeah.
So how does that feel in terms of, like, this leading up to this next gathering?
It's such an honor. Last year, I did the children's area as well, and the woman who was organizing, who was leading that, her name is Aurelia. Aurelia! In
Shout
Hawaii.
Out to Aurelia.
Is she still in Hawaii? Wherever she is. Oh, it was so much fun. And the energy that children have and the curiosity and their innate just desire to learn, mm-hmm. and their sense of wonder really is contagious for me. So I feel very at home creating a space for children at the gathering where they can... it's kind of a free play, self-directed space where they're provided with a lot of crafts and books and different things to do, but they can just have fun and Yeah, I feel very at home in that area, and I'm honored to do that.
I would agree, and from my experience, like I share both of that. Like I just had that draw, and I also was invited to be a part of it. But at the same time, the desire to be in nature was probably my strongest reason. Like it was definitely my biggest motivation behind participating, and then the other things came after. Mm. And I attribute my greatest interest from going to gatherings of that nature, gatherings in nature before, because that was like my opening up, because we're going to talk about this in a second. My apprehension towards being involved with it, which is interesting, which is a different dynamic with people that I knew versus people I didn't know, because it was a different experience to like be a part of something where you have a different type of community, but not necessarily a close community, and then you're involved in this sharing space. So I do think that Sierra's on the line though. Sierra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So we are just talking about we're just talking about Weaving Women's Wisdom and what our story is with how we got involved and why we're involved now. So maybe I know you only have a few minutes to share with us. Maybe you would be willing to share your story.
Yes, thanks. I was very grateful to be involved in helping to organize this gathering, and I've been helping out for the past 3 years, and last year a little bit less, but more towards the end helping out. And it's been a really dynamic experience. And I was living at the Grub Cooperative and kind of randomly found out that there was a women's gathering being planned and that there was the first planning meeting in the yurt, and I'm like, well, I don't know much about this, but I want to be, I'm in. So I just kind of showed up, and I love that. I loved how it happened really organically, and for me, I've really enjoyed coming and meeting with these dynamic women and just feeling into where I'm being called and where my gifts are would be helpful. And so I've been welcomed in that way. And it's also been working a lot of my edges, just doing this planning, and meeting regularly, and just the business aspect of it. For me, I would describe it as the businessy, pieces of just all of the details and, the organizational pieces, because I'm currently a stay-at-home mom and among other things, but it's definitely working my edge, and I know that Katie can relate to that too, and appreciating that opportunity. But I mean the main thing that I would love to share about my experience with this gathering, and not just organizing it, but just being there during the actual time, is kind of what I just heard you both talking about. And that's, it's so unique to go to a gathering in nature and be with people that you're familiar with. You may not be, very deep or close with yet, but it's like you're familiar with at this gathering, the women, and, you see them around town, or your acquaintances, or you've dropped in with some, or you're deep friends with others. And that's the main thing that I share with people, is how special it is to grow deeper with our sisters that are actually here, that we're going to most likely see beyond the gathering, and people that we can stay connected with in a very different way than, traveling far distances to go to gatherings, where you're meeting beautiful people that you feel like family with, however you you know, probably won't see them unless you're on Facebook following their lives. And so that's the main piece for me, without going into, you know, all of the details about the gathering. But yeah, that's one piece that I just want to share.
Thank you so much for what you have added to our conversation, Sierra. I hope that your evening goes well, and thanks for making the time to call in.
Yeah, sure. Was there anything else that you wanted me to share about the gathering?
If there's any details about workshops that you might want to share, like skill shares, but there was another question that we were going to go on to, and unless you're wanting to talk about the details of the gathering.
No, I can stay on the line, and if you want to move on to another question.
Okay, great. So the question that I was wanting to get to, and we're kind of dancing around it in terms of talking about the gathering. So this is a women specific gathering, and so that's women and all women that or and all that identify as a woman, and children are welcome, as well as boys up until the age of 9. Mm-hmm. And I do want to just ask the question of how has this gathering affected your relating to women? Because I feel like that's kind of an undercurrent. I know that it's one for me in my life of how women relate, because in the general culture of our society, women aren't usually known to gather in this way. I mean, it is an ancient, you know, tradition, and women coming together is something that, you know, is in a way ingrained in us, but I think in a cultural sense that it isn't. And so, and I'm by cultural sense, I mean the United States culture, media. So I'm wondering if any of you are willing to speak to that in terms of how that has shaped your relationships.
Yeah. I think that when we talk about what it means to be a woman in America living in a patriarchal society, for me, I see that there are certain standards in our society that I don't necessarily identify with. So, like, you know, in this society, you might say that being strong is defined as being able to, quote, handle your emotions, and maybe kind of keeping your emotions in check, you might hear, is viewed as stronger than someone who is in touch with their emotions and who vocalizes those. I've always kind of been someone who is the latter. I'm very in touch with my emotions, kind of wear my heart on my sleeve, and I think I'm pretty authentic with them. And our society doesn't necessarily value that. But the gathering of women that I have found at Weaving Women's Wisdom values that and gives space to that. And they also give space to women who are more pragmatic and more detail-oriented as well. But it was really special for me to go to a place where I could share the more emotional side and have emotional deep connections with other women. That was super special. So I don't want to speak in a broad sense. You know, not all women are like that, but
it's okay sometimes to use a broad stroke. Sierra, was there something that you wanted to add? I'm not sure if she can.
I really appreciate the opportunity for us to get together away from our homes, away from, you know, our day-to-day thing, because usually we're just seeing each other for brief moments, and that's great, and it's a blessing to even have that and to have, you know, just 5 minutes of filling it out and being feeling heard, and that's great. And when we gather and we commit to spending, you know, a couple of days together, there's time to go into more layers. And something about doing that with other women just makes sense, and it makes sense that it would have a special time, like that it would happen annually, because it's, you know, it's like a ritual. And the memories that I have of the gathering are really potent medicine and tools for me, as I can just check back in with the part of me that's imprinted with just everything that happened at the gathering. And it's hard to articulate what it is. But in my experience, it was very sweet. And, you know, being a mother and bringing two kids, it definitely just changed my ideas about mothering. And I saw that there are so many women with children out there in our community, and I noticed, and I just felt so much more connected with them in a different way. And I now feel just more comfortable because I know people more, and I feel more, like the judgment, any judgment that comes up in our day-to-day lives, I think just happens because we don't spend enough time really getting to know people, and then we formulate stories or just kind of, you know, I don't know, put up these walls. And the more we get to know each other, the more authentic compassion that we feel for each other, and offering, whether it's offering empathy or just, you know, listening and learning. And I've just found that I feel a lot more comfortable. I see women in our community, and it doesn't feel, competitive or awkward. And it's, you know, a lot of that I think is attributed to this ritual, to this gathering. And so I'm really grateful for that. And gosh, I feel like there's another piece I'm wanting to share about, you know, when you go there, you're bringing yourself as is, and there's no like way to do it. And I hope that the women that are considering registering or that are already registered just know to, you know, wherever they're at in their experience, and, you know, just bringing themselves to the gathering and being really just opening up to that place of you that's, you know, transparent and that can just, you know, speak where you're at right now. Because I think that that's one of the most potent things we can do is, you know, everyone's going to have some different pieces that they're bringing, and we might even need to support each other in the getting there. And I think that, I just want to encourage women to come and be where they're at, and just see what this gathering has to offer them, and see where they can offer their gifts as well. I love it that this year there's a focus on, you know, moving away from workshops into skill shares. And that, you know, just the people, there are a few skill shares that are scheduled, but there's so many opportunities to do that at other times. And, you know, just, I think that's going to be really magical this year. And I know that we have a lot of work traders signed up. And even if you're not signed up to doing work trade, you know, there's so many opportunities to help, even if it's, you know, holding someone else's baby for a few minutes, or, you know, just sitting down and listening to someone's process a little bit. There's so many ways that we can show up for each other, and I'm really excited. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks for all the women out there that are, like, on the fence. I just hope that you can feel into your heart, and you know, if it's right for you, please come and just feel it out for yourself.
Thank you so much for what you've added to the conversation, Sierra. And for those people that are interested in looking at more information, you can go to weavingwomenswisdom.com and find out more information about what exactly will be offered at the gathering, as well as how to arrive, directions and whatnot, and how to prepare to attend. So even if you don't know anybody that's going, there's just something so magical that happens when you put yourself out there to experience something that your heart is calling to. So if this conversation has inspired that in you, you can find out more information at weavingwomenswisdom.com. I'm wondering, Amanda, if you had anything that you wanted to add to the conversation about just perspective on connection with women and how that may have changed through being participating in the gathering.
One thing that I was thinking of
was this. A lot of what Sierra was saying is just being able to be a real authentic self. And I felt this was a place where there was not so much judgment. And I think women have a reputation of being very judgmental. I'm totally guilty of it. You know, we were all teenagers once, and we try to grow and we try to evolve. And I appreciate this maturity level of the women that have come to this gathering, and it's helped me rise up my vibration and to see where we are all really doing our best. You know, we are here to support one another in this environment. Especially, I felt so supported by the leaders. It was the first time that I really felt like if I needed anything at all, they were right there for me. And my particular space, I needed a lot. You know, I mean, there was so much that I needed, and I knew that I was going to be given, you know, the volunteers, the equipment, the support with shopping. And it's really comforting to know that there is this environment for women to go where we can leave all of our worries behind, and we can really sink in and drop into our real, true, authentic self that I think nature has this ability of pulling us into.
Mm-hmm.
Where in our day-to-day lives we really forget the importance of our emotions and our ability to ground out and to really listen to ourselves and what are our inner thoughts, you know, and what are our inner needs, and can we share this with this person and not feel judged and really have that deep conversation that, you know, in our normal day-to-day lives we don't have time for, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are full-time workers, or we have lots of children and we're single moms, or we're stay-at-home moms, and you know, you're talking to your three-year-old all day and you're like, I want to have an adult conversation, and that's real. And I know my first gatherings with women were playgroups with my young children, and it was like all of a sudden you think you're the only one dealing with this problem, you know, and then it's like, no way, every woman and every mom is dealing with the same exact problem, and all of a sudden you're completely supported and you're not alone. And I think that this is like that event where, like you were saying earlier, you know, you start talking about one thing and all of a sudden it's a common problem, or it's a common, you know, issue that like we have answers for, or mm-hmm. somebody's figured out, you know, so we're not alone, you know, in this world, which I think women have a tendency of feeling alone. And I think, but we also don't want to be alone, so we keep close together with our girlfriends, you know. And I'm totally opposite. I am a loner, and I like to just show up to things by myself, you know. That's just like my nature. But I do love surrounding myself by women too, so it's just like I have this like in and out feeling, you know, of like where I stand sometimes, you know. And this is an event where I feel really, really welcomed and really loved, and I think that will be the feeling for most women that come to this event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all that you have all offered. Thank you, Sierra, for calling in. Thank you, Katie and Amanda, for being in the studio to talk about Weaving Women's Wisdom. And if you want more information, please go to